jostling against lamé gown, against madras sleeveless shirt. They go walking, marching, striving, climbing toward that inevitable great vast glowing orange orb of sunshine, success, happiness, magic. The gay elasticity of the modern individualistic way of living. I read, after many years of not knowing why, I have found out that it is because I am people tropic. You know what is it, the word tropic? It's a good word, look it up. I am people tropic. It shows up in the morning when I am making the change in 42nd Street. I always intend to take the BMT to 8th Street to make it to my 9 o'clock class, but end up homing in on the crowd moving toward the shuttle. Previously, I had suspected that my DF installation needed maintenance. That wasn't the case. Once, I was walking along 43rd Street around 8:15 p.m. when the Times pressmen started en masse across the street. The din of the presses was frightening. I have been to the observation deck of the Empire State Building more times than anyone in the city. I hate the thought of the beaches reopening. Last Sunday, I suffered dizzy spells from following people around the circle in Washington Square. Excuse me, Mr. Shepherd, I hear some people in the street below. Tropic does not mean the same as tropic. It's spelled the same, but it doesn't mean the same. Excuse me, I hear some people in the street below. I've got to get in the crowd. Speaking of the crowd, we have with us today... the Village Voice. You know, everywhere, at any given time, at any place in history, there are these little things that are happening. There are these little signs that are flashing. There are these little leaves that come fluttering down from the aspen trees that say much more. In fact, in many cases, are almost approaching the truth. They're saying more than the gigantic things that unreel on vast scrolls that are written with thick pens stamped out by great presses. And I have a sneaking suspicion that, irritated or not, most people who read the Village Voice are aware that they are wrestling with some of the real problems of our time, and in the only way you can wrestle with it, in literary terms, not only in literary terms, but in critical terms. And I remember one day talking to Ed Fancher, who is the publisher of the Voice. You know, it's a great thing to see something.